No, I have no idea what we're going to do now. It's just like, I'm wrecked, totally wrecked. It's all good. I'm sure God knows what he wants to do. It should all be good. Okay, well, I'll put a slide up. Oh dear. Well, yippee. Oh dear. This is why I speak at home, at home. If I speak after the worship, I'm done. No, at home, I always speak first. So. Oh dear. Anyway, well, it's all good. All right, okay. Well, what I do believe God wants to do tonight is to connect us with the angelic realm. And, you know, you're seated in places where you sort of relate to in terms of where you live. Now, you may not end up sitting there as God directs you later on. But I do believe God wants to release the angelic realm to engage with us. You know, earlier on, we produced a new constitution for freedom. And this was an expression of freedom. We're not bound. We're not bound to religion. We're not bound to rules, regulations. We're not bound to earth. Yeah. We can engage in heaven. Yeah. Nothing can hold us back. What we need to do, as it says, let's get it out of heaven, flow it into this earth. So that new constitution, this is what God said. Let a new constitution be unveiled, signed and agreed between heaven and earth. I think we did that today. Yes. And new founding fathers, here you are. Yes. You're going to be invested with new spiritual government. That's what God wants to do tonight. He wants to invest you because you've become new spiritual fathers for this nation and invest you with the authority of foundational government. Because this is what's going to release everyone else into heaven is foundational government, which releases everyone up to hear God for themselves, untethered, not covered, free to explore the fullness of their inheritance in God. So let's embrace that. And later on, when God calls you to accept that investment, don't say no.
Yes.
Say yes. Keep saying yes. Even if you don't know what you're saying yes to, say yes. Because I don't know what I'm saying yes to half the time. But it's all good in the end.
Amen.
So let's go with that. I saw four angels come into the Chancellor's Court today, and they presented scrolls for the USA. And they were the major regional principalities of the regions, northeast, the four corners that I went to originally. And those scrolls were agreed and sealed, and the orders of angels that they represented were commissioned. So there are orders of angels for each of your regions commissioned for you to engage with tonight. We're going to step into the court of angels. Because that's a good place to engage angels.
Yes.
If you're unsure where to go, Court of Angels is always a good place. And those angels, those orders are assigned for each region here, each area within a region, each city within a region. Just present your scrolls. Present yourselves, because you're the living scroll. You know, you've made a sound tonight. You are a sound. You release heaven's sound. And when you're a sound, people will come and resonate with you because you're picking up the heartbeat of heaven. This is the whole purpose of this thing, engaging the heartbeat of heaven, the Father's heartbeat. And that beat is increasing. It's not a slow walk anymore. It used to be a stroll. And I quite like the stroll, but actually it's increasing to a little bit of a march because things are moving. God is moving. Things are accelerating. We need to pick up the pace. So when you go from here, you can't walk home with a stroll. March. Start picking up the pace. Those angels are wanting to engage with us. And that whole crown of the nation, God wants to engage that. And later we're going to look at the different areas of those 24 crowns. There's 24 benches, there are 24 mountains, there's 24 portals, there's 24 of 24 of 24 of anything you can think of that comes out of heaven. Because God is releasing things today. So I want to, just to start with, let's just step in heaven. We can go and engage the, particularly go and engage the angels court. And if you know, well, how do you do that? You know, some people say, well, how do you do it? What do we do? Here we go. Well, by faith, just stepping. You know, we have this nice invitation to come up here. I was talking earlier to someone, we were talking about seers and seeing. Now, a lot of seers see, but they don't necessarily know what they're seeing. A lot of people look into heaven and see amazing visions of things, but God wants us to come up into heaven and to engage him there. So I just want to encourage you to just relax. And this isn't something we have to strive for. Heaven's open. We have an invitation. Those angels are already commissioned for us to engage with. So I would encourage you just to step in. So by faith, we just thank you, Father, that heaven is open. We have an open heaven here that we can enter in. So we just take that step of faith. We just enter in, stepping through the veil that you've made open for us. We just leave all the earthly things behind and we step into that realm. And we thank you that you meet us. And Lord, I would just ask us now, you now, to take us through the veils, to engage the court of angels, then we may just stand before the angelic court, representing each of our regions, each of our areas, and we come to engage the angelic realm, those angels assigned, the rulers, the principalities, the powers assigned from heaven to our regions. So I'd encourage you to go and present yourselves and just allow them to come and engage with you. And when you've engaged with them, they will go to your mountains and start releasing them. And then when you step back into this realm, bring some of them with you. Because then they can go with you when you go. Some of those angels have been assigned to give you scrolls, mandates and authorizations to go further. Thank you. There are many, many, many of the cloud of witnesses observing and engaging here. Some of the ancient hooded ones are here. They were up the front. Henry saw them engaging while we were enjoying the presence of God earlier. Those hooded ones, those ancient ones, they come with directions. If you need a change of direction in your life, if you need a new season, then they are signposters to a new direction. Some of those men in white linen, those cloud of witnesses, they want to engage with you because they've invested in your day and they want you to receive the fullness of their mantles and wisdom and insight. So just be open to engage that cloud of witnesses. There are portals opening in this room. There's all sorts of things pouring down out of heaven, which when you come and step back into this realm, you can receive to be equipped for what's coming. There are scepters and crowns and mantles. There are swords and bows and arrows and spears. There are golden chests. There are rings of sonship. There are seals of authority. There's treasure coming out of heaven. There are representatives here in the men in white linen of each of the continents of the world. And they're here to observe. They're here to recognize a new constitution, new founding fathers, a restoration of original intent to be in demonstration of the fragrance of heaven. And they want to take back this testimony of what you've committed to today, to their continents, to spread throughout their countries with a message. There is a new rhythm out of heaven. The heartbeat of heaven is changed. It's increased in pace. You're releasing the fragrance of heaven together. Ooh. I've just done an introduction, but you need to carry on and get to know those angels that are assigned to the thrones over your areas and regions. They're not yet invested in the atmosphere because you've yet to deal with the full atmosphere, but you have now engaged them, and that engagement will continue as you go forward. Now, one of the things, you know, that God spoke to me about in this whole crown thing, and what he's doing in it, is that he wants to see people join the nation together. So from the heartbeat that we've seen, established here in the center, because God is at the center of everything, what goes out is that rhythm that you take with you. Each of you with a different sound. Each of you with a different song, but a perfect harmony. Yes. And that's what was going on earlier. You know, for people who aren't familiar with this sort of stuff, most of us aren't, but, you know, who knows? It's good. But God's releasing a sound from you. You know, it's no longer a time for musicians just to produce a sound. Yeah. It's the people that need to produce the sound. We all need to join together in a harmonious outpouring of what's within us. The vibrational frequency of our destiny, who we are, and identity as sons of God, releases a sound into the earth. Creation is waiting for that sound to respond to it. It is groaning with a deep groan, waiting for the freedom that you're going to bring. You will bring freedom if you release the sound. But that sound comes out of heaven. You know, and it's the sound that you release when you go into the realms of heaven. That sound gets released. That sound and the sound of your destiny will change the atmosphere. So I encourage you to continue with that. I want to share those crowns, those points. When I was engaging before I came, you know, I spent quite a lot of time engaging with that. And I began to engage with the different principalities that represent those crowns, those points, and their governmental seats of authority in the heavens that will bring together north, south, east, and west, northeast, southwest, northwest, southeast, whatever they all are, and connect you in the spirit. And the connections that you're making here, don't just wander off and forget all about it. You need to take them with you. And those 24 principalities who represent the crowns of those governmental seats are righteousness, freedom, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, prudence, glory, truth, holiness, excellence, faith, life, promise, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-denial. And there is a sense where the fragrance that they bring represents the fullness of who God is and how he wants to be expressed to this nation. And each of your regions will have a different expression of that fragrance that you cannot keep to yourself. You know, I'm sorry, Texas, you can't be the Lone Star State. Because all the boundaries have already been removed today.
Yeah.
You need the rest of the nation, and the rest of the nation needs you. The same with every other state here, every other region, every other area. The nation needs you. They need your fragrance. The nation needs your fragrance, and it needs all the fragrance here that represented in this nation to fully represent the fragrance of God. So the love of God will be at the center of this nation and will radiate that frequency out. Basically, this is what the father said. Son, you're authorized to open the timeline to reform the constitution of the USA by removing all foundational Masonic influences, creating a new heavenly governmental order and constitution, which is what we did today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what God said before I came. That mandate was fulfilled. So we have that in place. So son, call for a new governmental order that will unite all that's been divided and separated by man's efforts for self-identity. So everything that has divided us, now we can see that it will unite us Totally opposite spirit. A new spirit, a new sound, resonating with the heartbeat of heaven. Now, what you've engaged today won't change things tomorrow in an instant, but you've taken the first step to changing the nation, and you now have the authority to continue to do so. If you walk in that authority and take that authority and take it back to where you live and release it every day, release the sound, send out the call, because we need to call people to come to the sound, to engage. Son, I will reveal my heartbeat and the rhythm will increase in its intensity. Well, I think we're starting to pick that up. The Joshua generation must come out of the wilderness into their inheritance of heavenly sonship. So I want to make a few declarations. I made a few before. I'm going to make a few more now. And just receive these declarations and the authorizations and the authority you have to take back and issue from your regions, your areas, to see a call for the Joshua generation. See, there are several people groups out there that we need to reach. I'm not talking about ethnic groups. There are those who have left the church.
Yes. Yeah.
Those who are looking for life after church. Well, they need to find it. Where are they going to find that life? In you. You're going to be the demonstration of the life that they're looking for. So reach them. Call to them. Then there's the group that is in the edge of the wilderness and looking for someone to call them out from under the coverings. They are resonating in their spirit. There must be more than this. Reach out to them. Don't be afraid of offending people. Just reach out. Reach out in heaven and reach out on earth. Do both. Then there's those who are entrenched in the religious systems. We need to love them and reach out to them as well. We need to call out. There are things we can do. You know, you can send the angels. You know, we have an authorization to call for Emmaus Road experiences where Jesus will engage them. They may not even recognize him, and he will unveil their eyes to see the reality of who he really is. And when they see the reality of who he is, they will not be able to stay where they are. Now, I believe we will see a wave of people coming out of traditional churches. Will have no grid of reference point for anything that they will have experienced in dreams and visions and encounters. So they will be looking for someone who can give them a grid and a reference point so they can feel secure.
Yes.
You're it. So when you get a stream of people coming to your door asking, wow, what, this dream, I had this dream. Jesus turned up in this vision. Embrace them, encourage them. And you'll find it happened. You know, I was in a home. We did a sort of East Good Friday thing in the town. And we all marched into town with crosses. And we didn't say anything, silence. Walked in the town, stood up, all by these crosses, right throughout the high street. 30 or 40 crosses, people gathered around them. And we just stood silently, didn't say anything. And the whole atmosphere just went, and no one made a sound. People, this was, you know, Good Friday, busy, people were going around, and the whole atmosphere just went. And as I was standing there, I saw a whole row of angels going up the high street, and they had heralding trumpets. Now, for 2 years before this, I saw a white dragon flying around our area. It annoyed me no end, because a white dragon is a religious dragon, and I knew what it was. And I knew where it was originating from, and I wasn't given a mandate to deal with it. You know, and I was like, every time I saw this thing. And eventually, I was standing here in silence with the crosses, and God said, you have a mandate. So I'm like, oh. So everyone else is basically just silent. I don't know what they're doing, but I'm slaying this dragon. And as I slay this dragon, all this stuff pours out of its belly, you know, all up the high street, all over people. And then when we finished, this lady came up to me. She was a little lady. She's in one of the local Anglican churches. And she came up to me and she didn't know what hit her. But she had a vision and an encounter and the men in white linen and the seven spirits of God came around her. And it's like, they just surrounded her. And she just came, I saw my vicar. He's told me to come and see you. So basically, I just said, well, it's okay. Nothing to be scared of. Just be prepared for some more because God's opening up heaven. Now, the good thing was I know the guy, the vicar, and he knows that I know these things, so he sent her to see me. And he wasn't fazed by it, and he wasn't intimidated by it, but he didn't understand it. But he knew I would be able to help. And that was the first fruits for me of God reaching into traditional churches and engaging. Now, I happen to be part of a bench of three in our town. One of the other benches is a vicar of one of the other local Anglican churches. It's a charismatic, spirit-filled church. And he is totally committed to these things. He's had revelation of this. He's committed to it. He's writing a book called In the Flow of God. He's done a online course, which is to introduce people from more traditional churches to all the basic principles of the things we've been talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe this is going to be a huge bridge into the traditional church community, because they have a history of these things. They've just forgot. You know, you go into some places and talk about angels, you get shot.
Yeah.
You know, you go into their places, well, they have them all over the things on top of the roofs of their buildings. They're quite familiar with looking at them. So in some senses, they are more open than others, particularly the Pentecostal churches who have had an experience and have now enshrined it in denominationalism. So expect, if you release a sound, that it will also come out of some of those traditional churches. But we must take responsibility to reach out. You know, we must have compassion
yes.
for those who've not yet crossed.
Yes.
You know, we need a whole generation of Joshuas and Calebs.
Yes.
You know, we aren't enough. You know, you're going to need more than this in every place. So call them in, you know, release the call, release the sound. You know, let your hearts be moved by the heartbeat of God, and his heart is beating with compassion for those who are not receiving their full inheritance, for those who are being restricted and robbed. So I, first law I made this year when I was legislating was the law of religious freedom. I hereby authorize the law of religious freedom. This law approves the right of the Joshua generation to set God's people free.
Yes.
Receive it.
Amen.
You have the right
yes.
to set God's people free.
Yes.
Use it. Use the authority of it.
Yes.
You're authorized to bring freedom to the oppressed,
yes.
to release light in the shrouded darkness of the old order.
Yes.
You are authorized to administer Emmaus Road light encounters yes. to those whose minds have been veiled by the coverings of men. You are authorized to call for and administrate justice for God's people. In love, notice, in love,
yes.
not in superiority,
yeah.
not in arrogance, not in pride, because we're no better than anybody else.
Yes.
We're all special in God's sight. In love, you are empowered to challenge the old wineskins and their associated mindsets. No, in love. Really know in love. Because
yeah.
if you challenge them in anything else, it won't work. You are to call the Joshua generation to action, to call into the valley of decision, to release heaven's sound and light. You have been assigned the ordinances of the angelic host to engage in visitations, dreams, and visions. Those are some of the things you've been engaging with. If you want more, go into the court of angels and say, I have an assignment to release the angelic host to engage in visions, dreams, and visions. Everything. Just say it. Go in there and ask for volunteers. The old order mountains can be shaken with the winds of change. Now, the winds of change is one of those orders of angels that is right here.
Yes.
Invite it to go with you. Invite one of the order of that order to go with you wherever you go, so that you can release that winds of change to engage the mountains and begin to shake them. Use this legislation wisely and with precision. Many will be set free to receive their inheritance. So ask for specific targets. You know, I'm targeting for specific places around the world, which I believe God wants to set free people who are in bondage and held in captivity to those coverings. Now, I'm doing it with honor and respect because I honor and respect leadership, but I know God wants to shake those things. So be precise. You know, don't go around with a machine gun and just blast everything. Ask for the precise point where you need to reach out. If there are going to be Emmaus Road encounters, ask God to show you the people that he wants to engage. And then begin to release that to them. Now, here's another set of declarations that I have been using. And you can speak into your region. So I call into the region of?
Southeast.
Yeah, speak it out.
Southwest.
For the wells to be dug and the fire of heaven to be made ready.
Yes.
Let the heavenly call for governmental authority of the order of Melchizedek be answered.
Yes.
I call for the mandates and blueprints to be prepared and released for the government of each area with new heavenly order ecclesia cities of refuge to arise.
Yes.
I call for the call to be answered for those who hear the sound of heaven resonating in their spirits and hearts. Yes. Let the angels of each area and ecclesia make themselves known. Well, I hope some of them have made themselves known to you. I call for an unveiling of heaven's strategy for each region. Receive it to be revealed to the hearts of men. That means you.
Yes.
I call for the limitations to be removed and the eyes of the heart to be opened to glimpse the reality of heavenly potential possibilities.
Yes.
There are numerous heavenly possibilities that exist in each of your regions. They exist as potential until you reach out in faith, expectation, and see those things manifested so they don't become just possibilities, but they become realities and they're outworked in truth. I call for faith to arise and all the distractions of the enemy to be exposed.
Yes.
When you go back to where you're coming from, where you come from, you have to be aware that you'll be distracted or the enemy will try and distract you from pursuing and following this up.
Yes.
Don't get distracted by minor issues. I call for the priorities of heaven to envision the hearts of men and women to be drawn to their eternal destinies.
Yes.
Let the maps of men be redrawn from heaven's perspective.
Yes.
Yes.
Let new boundary stones be set in place and the foundations of the perimeter of your region be established.
Yes.
Now, that's not to keep anyone out or to stop you going out, it's to be the place where you expand from. So they all flow into one. So all the colors and all the fragrances and all the frequencies and all the sounds and all the light flows into one. Guess what sort of color it makes? White. Pure white light. Made up of all the different colors. A pure fragrance made up of all the other fragrances. A pure sound, a harmony made up of all the other sounds. I call for a beyond the veil.
Yes.
To be a dawn of a new day.
Yes.
When I, that picture, that is the dawn of a new day.
Yes.
The sun is rising. Guess who it's rising on? You. Arise, shine, for your light has come. You no longer have to wait for it. It's here. It has come. I call for the glory of heaven to cause the rising and shining of a new order.
Yes.
I call for the light of a new dawn to break forth with the frequency of heaven's sound resonating between heaven and earth. I call for the alignment of the royal priesthood of heaven to release the oracles and legislation to be the foundations of earthly government.
Yes.
Let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
So take that for yourself. Yes. Make your own. You know, use those things as an example of what you can do. Make declarations for your region to call things, to bring order, to bring government. Declarations are powerful things when you release them from heaven. Here's another declaration which is associated with the Joshua generation. Son, I hereby authorize you to administrate your legislation for the court of the 70 as an ambassador for the Joshua generation. I release to you the ordinances of the 12 houses of heaven. I empower you to align the circle of the deep to commission the Joshua generation. Did that today. You must call forth the ecclesia and the embassy of heaven, commission the benches for areas, regions and nations. Well, we're going to do that in a minute. I call for lightning bolts of heaven to be released into the coverings of men to penetrate the veils of man's structures. I call for increase in the intensity of the light to expose the coverings. I call for the spirits of men to rise up and overthrow the restrictions of their souls tied to men's mountains. I call for a revolution to take place, an overthrowing of the authority of all the Moses order governmental systems. Now, Terry loves revolution. And he's still here, but, you know, because revolution, when it's a godly revolution, to overthrow old structures which are impositions, is not wrong. We need a revolution. You know, we need a change. Now, if you look up revolution, you see all the meanings, you'll see what I mean. You know, ask Terry, he'll tell you them all, I expect. But it's really important that we embrace this. I call for the rising up of revolutionaries. Anyone here a revolutionary? Yeah. Woo! Stirred and shaken. Anyone been stirred and shaken?
Yeah.
By the winds of change and the sound of many waters. Yeah. Take those angels with you.
Yeah.
Invite them to come. Let the fire starters be released.
Yeah.
Any fire starters here? Let the ordinances of heaven and the angelic legions be sent on assignments to touch the hearts and minds and spirits of men with passion and righteousness answer to overthrow the regimes of the old order. Let the boundary stones for the Joshua generations arise out of the ashes of the wilderness with renewed passion, zeal, and fire.
Yes.
Let the oppressive restrictions of the old order be exposed and stirred with righteous anger. It's not wrong to be angry. When it's righteous anger, it will stir you to action. I'm angry over those people who are restricted and their destinies are being held back. It makes me angry. It makes God angry. He hates it that people are restricted from fulfilling the destiny that he called them, appointed them to have. So take that. You know, these are more declarations that you can use. Here's another one. Son, it's the time. It is time to let the lion roar and the eagle soar. Release legislation. Because that's what the lion and the eagle do. The king and the apostolic working together in an agreement. I call for the rise of legislative government on earth as it is in heaven. I call for heavenly positions of mountain thrones to be invested. Let heaven's sound resound as the silver trumpets are blowing, heralding a new order. I call for a changing of the guard.
Yes.
You want to see a changing of the guard?
Yes.
I call for Moses to release the mantle and pass the torch to Joshua.
Yes.
Yes.
Let the government of heaven come into session and let justice be done. Let the exodus begin from the wilderness and Egypt.
Yes.
Let multitudes gather in the valleys of decision. I call for all boundary stones of the old generation to be removed,
yes,
so the veil of beyond can be seen and accessed. Let the barriers and hindrances be exposed and removed as the religious mindsets and limitations are challenged and stripped away. Let wooing begin and the sound of the deep calling to deep increase in amplification. Let the resonance begin between heaven and earth. Let ambassadors of heaven take their place on earth as the embassies are established. You know, I really, really want to see some of you establish embassies of heaven on earth. You know, embrace it. You know, don't think, oh, I can't do it. Yes, you can. If God calls you and gives you a mandate, embrace it. As I said, two or three people gathered. That's the beginning. Because God can take three and make it 30. He can take 30 and make it 300. He can take 300 and make it 3,000. He can take three and make it 3,000. No restrictions of what God can do when you're ready. Because he's not going to give you 300 or 3,000 people if you're not ready to disciple them into their inheritance and their destiny. We're not going to bring a harvest into religion. It needs to go straight into the promised land, bypassing the wilderness altogether. So, I encourage you to take these declarations and make them your own. I'll make them all available to you online so you can have them. Because God is calling for a new day. But he needs new people to embrace that new day and to begin to follow that new day and to begin to outwork that new day. So what I want to encourage us to do is to embrace the angelic realm in a way that you receive mandates for your government positions for those 12 and 24 points, whether they be mountains, whether they be portals that you're going to be assigned to, you know, that's between you and God and what God gives you a mandate for. But I believe God wants to engage with those 24 principalities for those benches and what they are, so you can engage. And I believe God wants to give mandates tonight. Scrolls to you to be on some of those benches, some of those mountains. So we can see mountains there for over the whole region. And if you can't see a mountain for your region, there's a line intersecting it somewhere which connects. Because they're not physical things. They're symbolic of government and people being called to government and taking up their positions in the heavens. So we want to engage heaven again. We want to go before the ark, and God wants to release those mandates and blueprints to you, and he wants to invest you with authority on those benches to give you the mountains. Now, what I want you to do when you step in, ask for revelation of where your governmental authority is. Don't assume it's where you're sitting. Because just because you sit and live in one area doesn't mean that he won't give you for another. Because God wants to cross-pollinate this. This is to break down our parochial view and the way in which we see territories from an earthly perspective. Because God wants to remove those barriers in your mind so you're not restricted by any barrier. Because in heaven there are no barriers. So when you step in, you may be called to move. You may be called to move physically. If you are, say yes. Because if God's calling you to Bethel and you go somewhere else, as Jacob was called to go to Bethel, and he didn't go to Bethel and went somewhere else for expediency because of money, his whole destiny changed and his whole family were wrecked and 430 years were wasted. Don't let that happen. Be prepared to go where God calls you to go. And if you feel called to administrate in any of the other areas in the room, whether you're called to move physically or whether you're just called to engage spiritually, then go and move. I encourage you to go and sit in the area where God calls you. Don't be limited. So let's just step into heaven and engage the ark of the presence of God and be open. Present yourself as a living sacrifice. Because when you're a living sacrifice, he can do anything with you. Don't come with preconceived ideas. Come as a living sacrifice and allow him to assign you to any of those 24 mountains, 24 benches, any regional government. Be open. And please, please don't think, well, that's for those people who know how to do this. It's like none of us really know how to do it. We're all flying by the seat of our pants and trusting God that when we step into heaven, he'll show us what to do. I mean, 12 months ago, 2 years ago, I couldn't have sat here and done this. I would have had to know what God wanted to do. You know, it's like I would have had to have known because I would have thought if I didn't know, how we're going to bring any order into it. But fortunately now, I don't need to know anything. I just know a man who does.
Yeah.
You know, as we all do. One step at a time. That's all it takes. So again, I'd encourage you, as we normally do, you know, just focus on that stepping in. You know, we have that mandate to step in tonight, and we have an open heaven to step in. So I just encourage you just to step in into that realm now. Father, we again thank you for the invitation to come up here. We're so excited that you have authorized us to come beyond the veil, through the blood of Jesus, through the veil that's torn, open for every one of us to ascend and access into your presence. So by faith, we take that step. We walk through the veil, and we just let go of all our earthly constraints. And Jesus, I would just ask that you would just guide each person. Just unveil and reveal to each person the call that's on their lives, the governmental position, the seat of the crown over this nation that they're called to be invested in. Just take each person through the veil of the way and the truth to engage the ark of your presence. Our desire is to come and seek your will. Just unveil that will to our hearts as we open our hearts to you. Reveal your desires on our heart. Release those mandates for those positions of government. Release the blueprints for ecclesias and cities of refuge, embassies, apostolic arcs, hubs, storehouses of heaven. Just release the blueprints and the mandates. We release those 24 principalities to engage. We call for the fragrances to be released. We come, we stand in front of the four faces of God, and we call the lion to roar. We call the eagle to soar. We call for the ark of heaven to open up a revelation to each heart that they will receive a call to their governmental seat where they're seated with Christ in the heavens for the crown of this nation to be re-established on the foundation of the constitution of the new heavenly order that's been released from heaven into the earth. Just present yourselves and open your hearts to receive as he releases those scrolls and mandates, those blueprints to you. If you feel called to another area than that which you're sitting in, please feel free to move as he directs you. I call for the connections and establishments of relational governmental order tonight, connecting the northwest to the southeast, the southwest to the northeast, the north to the south, the east to the west, the northwest to the southwest, the southeast to the northeast. Let every connection of heavenly government and relationship be formed. Now in this just solemn moment, I just want you to receive what God has given you. And I ask Jesus that you will take each person that's received a mandate to be on any of those mountain benches, that you would now take them to that mountain, that you would invest them with authority as a king, with a scepter, mantle, crown and orb, for legislative governmental authority for their area, their region, to bring unity amongst this nation, removing all the divides and the barriers, becoming one. I call for that investment. I call for the authority of heaven to be released to each person assigned here, that they would be endued with power from on high, affirmed in their position of heavenly authority. I call for those who are chancellors to be given the seals to authorize and to release. And as you just step back into this realm, I'd encourage you just to stand. And I want you to look across the room at all the other people who are standing here. Look across, look left, look right. Just look, look at each other. God calls you one. You know, see the connections in the spirit. If you feel to call to go and engage each other, maybe embrace each other, all those divisions, those barriers are no more. There's nothing hindering you to establish the kingdom and the government of heaven here and to take that back and to take those connections in the spirit with you, back with you. Catherine has a list of everyone's email addresses that's been here, where you all are. You know, we want to continue those connections in the spirit and here, so that we can continue to establish what God's doing. Mm-hmm. So I'm done. Yeah. So. So there you go. There it is.